Kansas very talented, like Arizona, extremely deep at every single position. And you know what? We just got to wait, and that's why we play every game.
Yep. Kansas coming off that impressive win at Indiana last weekend. Indiana led most of the way until they didn't. Kansas did what it had to do when it had to do it. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
At the half, Wisconsin 38, Chicago State 25. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
38-25, Wisconsin leads Chicago State at the half as we check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 14 of 27 of the field, 2 of 6 from the arc, 8 of 11 at the free throw line. The Cougars 9 of 32, and they had to up it to get there. They could not buy a shot for a good chunk of this first half. 2 of 10 from deep, 5 of 6 from the foul line. Cougars a plus 1 in the glass. Second chance points, 6-3 in favor of Chicago State. Points to the paint in favor of Wisconsin, 22-14. 2 assists, 5 turnovers for Chicago State. 8 assists, 4 turnovers for Wisconsin. A.J. Storr with 20 points. And the leading scorer for Chicago State this season, Wesley Cardet, has 6 on 2 of 14 shooting. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. 38-25, the Badgers ahead at the half. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ready for the second half, 38-25, Wisconsin leads Chicago State. Early in the game, it was 20-5 Wisconsin. But Chicago State, that made it interesting. But as you mentioned, the Badgers tightened things up at one end of the floor and now take a 13-point lead into the second half.
Yeah, they really did a great job of adjusting to the run, which I think they've done a good job all year of doing. But they really cinched down, and that help side defense is really got to be crucial here as we go into the second half.
And the second half is underway with the Badgers moving to our right. Heppard had a pass knocked away out of bounds by Brent Davis.
Well, you can already see this halftime adjustment. Overplay the lanes.
Step Hepburn to the front court. Gives it to A.J. Storr. Puts it to Tyler Wall. A pass for Hepburn. Left wing. Hepburn against Davis. Trying to get into Chucky. Takes the baseline left. Stops. Whips it right corner. Nice catch, Klesman. Max dribbles off the wing. Bounce pass to Wall. Eight to shoot. Tyler left of the paint. Now at the block. One pump. Good triple team ball. Knocked away. And here comes Noble Crawford feeding Wesley Cardet. And he lost it as he went up. A.J. Storr gathers for Wisconsin. And here's Storr bolting up the floor to the line. Down the lane. Flips it up right hand. No good. Crowell the rebound low on the left. And he gets hacked. And Stephen Crowell will go to the line for two shots.
That was a lot of action.
Up and down, I know.
You know, but that has to be Chicago's play here. As much as they got a little foul crazy at the beginning of the first half, they've evened out in the second half of the first half. They have to be aggressive. That's the only way they're going to turn this around.
Corbett picked up the foul, his second. Stephen Crowell knocks down the first free throw. 7 points now for Crowell. 3 of 3 at the foul line. Makes this, and the Badgers will have matched their biggest lead of the night, and he does not do that. Second free throw off the mark. Crawford the rebound. So it's a 14-point lead for Wisconsin. Opening minute of the second half. Wesley Cardet against Max Klesman. Cardet throwing to Corbett. Outside right. A feed for Jernigan, top of the circle. Bounce pass to Corbett. Moving in on Wall, left block, pushed it up, and it's off the rim, no good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Wisconsin. It's Tyler Wall down there doing the defensive work. And an empty possession for Chicago State.
That was one of those keys. Not only when you say stay down, that's usually what you think on the wing. Stay down on all those pump fakes and that body action.
Chucky Hepburn outside right. Throwing to Klesman high on the left. Minute 20 gone by, second half, 39-25 Wisconsin. Hepburn high in the right. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn against Jernigan. Chucky picked up by Cardet now. Hepburn, left-hand dribble, left lane line. Turns it back out to Klesman. Three to shoot. Max drives left lane line, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Brent Davis. And here comes Cardet on the push to the front court against Hepburn. Caught up in the air a bit, gets the pass away to Davis, sends it back to Cardet. A minute 45 into the second half, 39-25 Wisconsin. Cardet gets a Cameron Jernigan screen and then taken away by Hepburn. And then Chucky comes up limping. Oh, maybe a...
He got hit in the parts. Yeah.
Okay, he got... But two Badgers have been hit where you don't want to be hit. Is Hepburn down on the floor right now? Brent Neuhart, the athletic trainer, over there to tend to Hepburn.
Those are unpleasant. He did a really good job on the defensive side as Corbett went around him. He left it too far outside and did a nice job picking it. And I was going to wonder if that matchup tonight between with Chucky being on Corbett and also Max. Matt, we were talking to guard before that. That's a heck of a matchup for those two.
Well, the thing with Chucky right now, at first you're thinking he got hit, but he's not putting any weight on his right leg now. So I don't.
Oh, maybe he got his pulled a groin.
Yeah, possibly.
Right where there, he stepped right off. You see him right there.
Yep. So,
yeah, a little twing. Yep.
Yeah, he's going to need some help getting over into the locker room area. So he is in a lot of pain right now. John Blackwell is in for Hepburn. And now here's Max Klesman outside right, throwing his store on the right wing. Storr picked up the dribble, poked away. A.J. got it back. Cardet was bothering Storr. Now here's Blackwell driving a left lane line. He lost it. Wall is there to take up the loose change and able to finish from low on the left. And the Badgers lead by 16.
Blackwell gives them two things. One, he's able to get to that hole, but Two, he's a third and fourth rebounder on the offensive side, which is not normal.
Brent Davis splashing a three from the left side for his first points of the night. He averages 9.5 a game, 41-28 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes gone by in the second half. Here's Klusman. Left of the lane against Davis. Throws it back out to Crowell, right in front of the Wisconsin bench. Crowell hands off to Klusman. Max inside the left elbow and a whistle. And a foul is called here, or a half screen there. I think it might be a technical here against the...
I thought I saw a technical.
Yeah, it looked like DJ Karstensen just rung up the head coach. And it's against Gerald Gillian, the head coach. So A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line. Storr with 20 points in the first half. First free throw for A.J. is good. It rolls in for him.
I'm not sure on the timing of a coach doing something like that, because they were just starting to creep back in.
They were. A.J. hits both free throws, and now a timeout will be taken by Chicago State. As I think Gillian just wants a further explanation from the officiating crew, and he may or may not get it. I think he probably won't, at least right now. We'll take a break. 17-18 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Chicago State 28. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know there's an actual Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
No one gets closer to the game than Sirius XM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season. And into the postseason, we got your team covered. Anywhere you go, we'll get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio. 2023, 17-18 remaining, 43-28 Wisconsin. As A.J. Storr, sideline left, will inbound it to Tyler Wall against Noble Crawford. Wall, use it for Blackwell, right of the circle. Bounce pass to Crowell against Corbett. Crowell in the lane, turns, goes up, knocked away. Corbett comes up with it, knocked away by Blackwell. Corbett got it back, and now Wesley Cardet to the front court.
Now right there, Crowell just brought it too low. He's got to keep that high and go right away.
Deshaun Corbett fakes left, moves right. Now down the lane, leaves it for Jernigan, low on the left, and he got fouled by John Blackwell, and that's three on the freshman.
Just got caught out of position. That's a tough one because that was a switch-off move, and I don't think Blackwell was ready.
Connor Asijan will be checking back in. Another Chucky Hepburn had to be... helped into the locker room area, like some type of a muscle pull. They
really did. Once we got to see that again, it looked like he just got a tweak in his groin, which if you can get that big enough, that can really hang you up.
First free throw rattles out for Cameron Jernigan. So Asijin will come in for Blackwell, who comes out with the three fouls. 16:50 remaining, 43-28, Wisconsin's second free throw for Jernigan is good. All three of his points coming at the foul line. 14-point lead for Wisconsin as Tyler Wall brings it up. Darts it across half court for Crow. Crow against Jernigan, releases it to Klesman outside right. Davis defending Max, who gives it up to Wall, and Tyler got crowded and fouled by Noble Crawford. That'll be his second. And a technical foul looks like assessed to Noble Crawford now. The head coach, Gerald Gillian, got one a couple of minutes ago, so A.J. Storr will be stepping to the free throw line.
There's just a little bit extra chatter that they're trying to say. We're kind of done with that, boys.
Yeah. First free throw for Storr is no good. A rare miss. Only his fourth missed free throw of the year. Now 4 of 5 at the line tonight. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. He had missed but one free throw over the last 9 games coming into tonight.
What is he thinking?
There's not a lot of rhythm right now for Wisconsin, but a lot of dead balls, so I can imagine how hard that shot had to be.
Klesman. A bump and a play on. Max goes inside, caught by Crow. Low on the right, slam dunk. Steven Crow saying enough is enough.
You have to be aggressive, and I love that move by him. He was too soft the last two possessions when he got the ball.
45-29 Wisconsin, 16:15 remaining. Crawford on the right wing. Storr defends, bounces to Jernigan, baseline right. Cameron Jernigan moving in on Crow, tried to slip it inside. It gets there to Corbett, fades, flips right of the lane, off the rim, no good. Crow had the rebound, knocked away from behind and out of bounds by Jernigan. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Jernigan and Crow just kind of laughing right now, have a little fun out there on the floor. It'll be Wisconsin ball when play continues. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Exactly 16 minutes remaining. Wisconsin 45, Chicago State 29. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we've got you covered. Huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight with some drizzle and mist and lows near 40. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, unseasonably warm with a high near 50. On and off rain for Sunday, record highs in the low 50s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, high upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 16 minutes to play, 45-29. Wisconsin leading Chicago State. Good news, Chucky Hepburn back in the bench area for Wisconsin. Not sure whether we would see him anymore tonight, but at least he is back on the bench for Wisconsin. And up the floor comes Tyler Wall for the Badgers. A handoff to Klesman. Klesman against Deshaun Jean Charles. Bounce pass Wall up top against Davis. Wall with a throw to Crowell. Turns it to Klesman. Max top of the circle. Feeds to Sejan. Bounce pass to Crowell. Right block. Backing to Stevie. Up left hand. Good. Steven Crowell using that 7-foot frame to full advantage. It's an 18-point lead for Wisconsin.
And that also gives Wisconsin a 2-1 advantage points in the paint. So definitely a focus coming in here in the second half.
Yep, 28-14 the difference right now in the paint. Here's Cardet. Stamps off a jumper. Left foul line extended. Missed it. Rebound. Crowell tips the Wall. The tough night continues for Wesley Cardet, who is now 2 of 15 from the field.
There's just no flow with him right now. No. Everything's really contested.
47-29 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall, baseline right, finds Crowell, right block, pushed it up, knocked away by Deshaun Jean Charles. Here comes Cardet, and he got fouled by Klesman right at half court. In the NBA, that might have been the old clear path to the basket foul right there. He kind of wrapped his arms around him. Foul on Max is his second. Nolan Winter, Carter Gilmore in. Crowell and Wall sit down.
That's a good heads-up move when you're out of the advantage.
That's right. Inbounds pass to Cardet. 14:55 to play. 18-point lead, Wisconsin. Cardet trying to back down Klesman. In the lane, hanging, shooting, missing, but a foul. And they'll get Klesman for his third.
I don't know what else Max could do in those situations. You know, he did a good job taking the first initial hit, but stay up, stay strong, and hold that, and that's going to work out most times.
Kendrick Green, baseline right. Inbounding. You're going to see Kamari McGee at the next opportunity for Wisconsin. Cardet against Klesman. Max with the three fouls. Got to be smart. Cardet shooting just inside the arc. A long two, no good. Rebound to Chandre Cole. Second chance here for Chicago State. Jean Charles spin move as a Sejan went down. Shot up, no good. A rebound is gathered by Max Klesman.
Really great job. Wisconsin is just 4 or 5 guys on those defensive boards. I love seeing that.
14-18 to play. Whistle off the ball as a foul is called as a Corbett, I think, was tagging the Sejan maybe. Let's see.
No. I think it was inside, wasn't it?
Deshaun Jean. Yep, it was on Jean Charles. You're right.
Yeah. It's
the third on him. McGee is in for Klesman. 14-17 to play. 47-29 Wisconsin.
At 6'5", 6'6", trying to guard a 7-foot winner.
Yeah, that's, good luck. Now Nolan gets double teamed. They're trying to trap him as it's knocked away. He had Cardet and Jean Charles on Winter. Badgers are able to keep possession with 16 to shoot.
Also, they got to be really careful where they're inbounding those passes. You know, an extra defender on the sidelines and corners, and that's where they got to keep that ball away.
Corbett comes out. A.J. Neal, 6'2 sophomore, back in the lineup for Chicago State. Store sideline left to Lindbaum. Puts it into Winter. Back to A.J. Left corner three is off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound dug out by Gilmore. Moving in is Carter. One pump. Gets it out of there to McGee. Open three. Left side off the iron. No good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound, throws it up. Got it. It counts and a foul. Oh, a terrific and one for Carter Gilmore.
Had a lot of sauce on that ball. Whoa. But you know what? He helped himself in that situation aggressively to the offensive rebound twice to be able to have that opportunity.
They get the foul on Tashandre Cole. 49-29, Wisconsin. Noble Crawford checking back in as Wesley Cardet will come out.
I know it was quiet, but with Kamari McGee being able to substitute in the backcourt for Wisconsin, that's another really nice thing about the depth that they've got.
And a big part of this storyline for Wisconsin this season, that added depth, is Gilmore gets the free throw, and it's an and one for Carter Gilmore. 50-29 Wisconsin, 13:55 remaining. A.J. Neal throwing to Deshaun Jean Charles out front. Now Neal, long three, left side, clip the left side iron, no good, as Sejan runs down the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes Kamari McGee. Junior out of Racine to the front court, throwing to Gilmore at the top. Carter directing some traffic, leads it for A.J. Storr. Storr against Kendrick Green. Flips it to Nolan Winter. Stops right elbow, pivots, throws to Gilmore at the left elbow. 10 to shoot. Gilmore against Green. Backing, kick out Winter. Three try left side. Off the rim short. Rebound, A.J. Storr, slam dunk. And a timeout taken by Chicago State. Storr with the follow flush. The lead is 23 for Wisconsin.
It looked like he was on an elevator. Like he just kept going. That was unbelievable.
13:15 remaining. 30-second timeout taken by Chicago State. 52-29, Wisconsin.
That bounce is something that's really special. You don't get to see many players ever, usually, that have that kind of bounce, especially here at Wisconsin. It's just beautiful to watch.
We heard Kirk Penny in the pregame in our spotlight interview say, athleticism, we don't see it on these pots very often. So it's so true.
Very true. But you know what? It wasn't just a gimme type play, right? It was an offensive rebound where no block out. And when you're running from the three-point line and nobody touches you, that's a beautiful feeling.
Dream scenario, right? 13:15 remaining, 52-29 Wisconsin. McGee, Asijan, Storr, Gilmore, and Winter on the 4-4 Wisconsin. Noble Crawford will inbound it to Kendrick Green. To the front court comes Chicago State. Gene Charles on the right side, throwing to Neal at the top, rotates to Green. Looking against Asija behind the back dribble, foul line jumper off the rim and in for Kendrick Green, who has 4.
Watching this game so far, Green's going to be, I think, a really key position for them as they mature and go on to next season.
They talk about his leadership capabilities, and the pass got deflected by Crawford, then went off a Storr in the left wing and out of bounds, a turnover for the Badgers.
Yeah, and you can tell. You can really tell he's got heads up. He's always looking for an opportunity for his teammates, but he knows then too when he's got that advantage. Kind of like a bowling ball. He's able to get downhill really quick.
Yeah, he's thick. Tough looking guy to the front court. Green will flip it to Corbett on the left wing. A pass for Crawford at the top. Throws it back to Corbett, left side against Carter Gilmore. Corbett on the dribble. Throws to Jernigan. He'll leave it for Cardet at the top of the circle. Kicks it to Crawford, left side. 8 to shoot. Crawford matched up with Asijan. Noble Crawford, left lane line. They got tied up by Connor, but a foul is called. Connor got some ball, got some body as well. And it'll be the first foul on Asijan.
Really, actually, a nice job by Connor to be able to take that and stay down with it. Just got caught right at the end reaching.
12:21 to play, 52-31 Wisconsin. John Blackwell getting set to re-enter as Noble Crawford with 7 points in the game, 78% free throw shooter, and he's good for the first. Blackwell will come in for A.J. Storr. We've got the under-12 media coming up. So an extra time for A.J. 24 points here for Storr tonight. 20 coming in the first half. Second free throw for Crawford. Too hard, no good. Connor is sieging the rebound. Here comes Carter Gilmore for the Badgers, throwing to McGee high on the right. McGee feeds Winter, left side for Asijan. A pass for Gilmore at the top. Throws it back to Connor. Asijan off the left wing, drives to the cup, layup blocked away, and will they count the basket? Yes, they will. Give Asijan the bucket, his first points of the game. Wisconsin.
Looks like Crawford went down. It looked like he was grabbing his knee.
Oh, yeah, he's over there in the bench area. Screened off there as he's being tended to. Here's Kendrick Green, a left side little spin move by McGee. Low on the left, throws it up. Got it. It counts and a foul. I don't know what you're talking about, Charlie, with Kendrick Green. He gets the and one.
He just knows that position, and because he's a little bigger and stronger, that doesn't take away that quickness.
A break in the action, 11 minutes and 53 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 54, Chicago State 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Get a home safety products to keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Ensure you have the proper equipment for all areas of your home, like smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and fire safety equipment. Get a general use fire extinguisher for just $16.97 after 12% off. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. A.J. Storr with a career-high 24 points here tonight, at 23 for St. John's last season in a game at Creighton, but he has 24 tonight. 11:53 to play, 52-34. The Badgers lead Chicago State. We were saying we didn't think Chucky Hepburn would re-enter this game. He's been back at the bench area. He is officially done for the night. Lower body injury is how they term it. But the good news is Chucky's back in the bench area, but we will not see him anymore on the floor tonight.
Yeah, it's great to see that he's not got something that's more severe. But also, I like seeing a lot of the time that these guys that are second-tier players on the team being able to get a lot of time on the court. That's only going to benefit them as they get into the Big Ten season and beyond to have that experience, especially against an aggressive defensive team. You know, Chicago State, you know, it may be deceiving that they're almost down 20, right? 18-point lead by the Badgers. It is probably a little bit closer on the defensive side of this basketball game. Just they're so good at covering so much space.
Kendrick Green with the and one opportunity, has 6 points in the game. First free throw attempt for him tonight. He'll send it. He'll miss it short. Rebound, a rundown by John Blackwell. Lead is at 18 for Wisconsin, 52-34, 11:45 remaining. Carter Gilmore out front, bounce pass to Asijan. Connor lifting up top, sends to Nolan Winter. They continue to be very aggressive defensively to Chicago State. Gilmore hands off to McGee. Shot clock is at 7. A throwback to Blackwell. Baseline left, and he got checked by Brent Davis, beg your pardon. He picks up his third foul and the sixth on Chicago State. Crowell and Wall coming back in for Wisconsin. Gilmore and Winter will sit down.
I think when they add the Beaulieu boys into this lineup, this is a dangerous Chicago State team.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting because those guys, they have a lot of stars by their name. Talk about recruiting. Inbounds pass, Blackwell, right point, three in the air. Missed it off the left side iron. Deshaun Jean Charles, the rebound. Outlet to Green to the front court. Green being hassled by McGee, and now another injured player is Brent Davis at the other end is on the floor. Mentioned Noble Crawford was shaken up a few minutes ago. It's been a rough night. Chucky Hepburn, lower body injury, and a couple of Chicago State players. A
couple thigh shots, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's holding his thigh.
Max Klesman checking back in for Wisconsin as McGee will come out. 11:19 remaining, 52-34, Wisconsin.
You can't put any weight on that. Mm. Yeah. That could be a knee.
Yeah, no weight on the left leg. I'm trying to put a little bit on it, but not really much at all.
Yeah, I doubt we see him come back after something like that. Ooh.
And
and you have to give it to Chicago State to be out here grinding down a couple guys now that you rely on and just keep up that effort.
There you go. Green, Cardet, Gene Charles, Corbett, and A.J. Neal out there right now. Green outside right against Blackwell. A throw to Gene Charles, left of the circle. Hands off to Cardet. Cardet right elbow, stops, pops, missed it too long. Rebound, John Blackwell for Wisconsin. And he got fouled by Deshaun Gene Charles, and that's his fourth. And the frustrations continue for Wesley Cardet. Make no mistake, this guy is a player. But tonight, he is 2 for 17 from the floor.
Yeah, just taking away all the options. Wisconsin's doing a really good job sticking to the game plan. Don't let him get downhill. Lane line type moves. He has to shoot a lot of jumpers, and that's just not his game right now.
Badgers in the bonus as John Blackwell hits the first free throw. Hits the front end. His first point of the night. He does have 4 rebounds. 53-34 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Blackwell. On the way, and it's straight through. 86% foul shooter coming into the game. Back to a 20-point lead for Wisconsin, coming up on 11 minutes left in the game. Gene Charles out front, throwing to Neal outside left. The Sejan defending. Now Corbett versus Wall, top of the circle. Corbett works the right side, turns a corner, baseline right. Shot knocked away by Wall, out of bounds. It'll belong to Chicago State.
Really nice job by Wall. Just stay in the position. Make Corbett make bad choices.
Green baseline left, gets it inbounds. Gene Charles open for three, right side, off the iron, no good. Rebound number 5 for John Blackwell.
Just brings such an advantage to have a guard like that to be able to come down and rebound with the big men.
Blackwell leads it for Max Klesman high on the right against Green. Bounce pass right corner for Crowell. Crowell against deep Gene Charles. Stevie will loop it out the Wall, throwing to Connor, flips a three, right corner, off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Deshaun Corbett. Up the floor comes Chicago State. Neal ahead to Green. Baseline right, out to Neal. Refeeds Green on the right wing. Klesman digging in. Green going to work. Baseline right. The drive reverse layup is good. Kendrick Green going right to left.
And he just knows how to use his body. But again, that's a Max Klesman no-no. Don't let somebody go baseline. Force him back to the defensive help.
54-36 Wisconsin. A Sejan bounce pass to Wall. Left of the lane against Cardet. Wall starts to back, still backing. Mid-post left, now to the block. And a pass got there to Klesman and throws one up in traffic, good.
They're both smirking at each other like, what was
like,
that?
What was exactly. I'll go ahead and take it. Here's Neal for three, up top, too long, no good. Got his own rebound, whips it to Green. Kendrick Green fires a three, left of the circle, that's no good. Rebound Blackwell, 56-36 Wisconsin, 9:30 remaining. Blackwell off the Wall screen, leaves it for Crowell, top of the circle, into Wall, low on the right. Wall takes it left on the reverse, layup is good.
Corbett had that look like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to stop that?
And the answer is, you're not. You're not going to stop.
Not one-on-one.
58-36 Wisconsin, 9:10 remaining. Able to bounce pass to Green on the left wing. A flip for Corbett, left of the circle. Deshaun Corbett. Gets it to Gene Charles. Now Cardet, right of the circle. Three in the air over Klesman. Nope. Rebound tip. Crowell into the hands of Blackwell. Neal is back. Blackwell to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Layup, no, but a foul. And Blackwell goes to the line for 2 shots.
You got to take advantage of that. When Blackwell's one-on-one against a guy that's 4 or 5 inches shorter, you got to go right into him, which he did a really good job protecting the ball.
Yep, A.J. Neal, the 6. They list him at 6'2". That might be a little
Five
generous.
Ten.
Yeah. He begged to differ. I'm looking down and saying 6'2". I'm looking at him and going, no, he's not.
Do we have a measuring tape? I feel like we need to.
Picked up the foul. Did Neal. First free throw is good for John Blackwell. And now A.J. Storm will come back in to replace Connor Esegian. 8:51 to play. 59-36 Wisconsin. Neal and Green come out. Cole and Jernigan back in for the Cougars.
Connor did a nice job in those 3 to 4 minutes being able to play on both ends of the floor. I know he didn't hit any shots, but really good looks.
Second free throw is good for Blackwell, who's 4-4 at the foul line. Badgers 16 of 22 at the free throw line tonight. 60-36 Wisconsin, 8:42 remaining. Cardet between the arcs. Klesman defending. Arquette with 6 points, 2 of 18 for the field. Driving left of the lane, throws it up and in and one. And there you see the burst on what's been a tough night for Wesley Cardet. But you see the skill set there as he goes to the line trying to finish the three-point play.
And in that play, he was able to get right down the lane line. That is his forte. If he can get into that space, he's going to make a lot of buckets.
Steven Crowell called for his first foul. Cardet with a free throw. Short rebound, John Blackwell. Cardet with 8 points in the game. He averages about 19 per. 8:25 remaining, 60-38 Wisconsin. Klesmet with a pass fake. Left, throws it right. Storr, let's fly a three, and why not? He drills it. 27 for A.J. Storr, extending a career-high scoring night for the sophomore. 63-38 Wisconsin, 8:05 remaining. Cardet off the Jernigan screen, the left-hand dribble. Throwing to Cole, left of the wheel, gives it to Gene Charles at the free throw line. Jumper over Crowell, too hard, no good. Rebound, Blackwell, able to control, and spiked it off of Corbett and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
It's not something that anybody's going to probably see, but we all know John Blackwell's going to hustle.
Oh, for sure.
9 rebounds, 4 points. That is
terrific.
Exceptional time
terrific
on the court.
Work. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin Public School employees. Timeout at the Kohl Center, 7:52 remaining. Wisconsin 63, Chicago State 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 7:52 remaining. Wisconsin 63, Chicago State 38.
Well, really nice stat here for Wisconsin going with 7 minutes left. 2-to-1 ratio assist to turnovers. That's amazing. And they're also second chance points. They're 2-to-1. They doubled up Chicago State's second chance points. You can see that. All the hustle, the extra rhythm that's on the defense or on the offensive end.
Max Klesmet throwing to John Blackwell. Left baseline, takes the reverse layup. Good. Going left to right. Good strong take from the freshman. 65-38 Wisconsin, 7:24 remaining. Wesley Cardet out between the circles, throwing to Gene Charles on the right side, flips to Cole at the free throw line. Cole matched up with Crowell, a handoff to DeJean Gene Charles, left side of Cardet. Cardet off the left wing, out front Gene Charles, 8 to shoot. Gene Charles low on the right, right block, fades, fires, good. Point up, how much else he could do there. First points for Gene Charles, 65-40 Wisconsin, 6:54 remaining.
You know, that's a great defensive position, and he just made a really hard shot.
A.J. Storr fakes the three and a whistle off the ball and a foul called. You get Corbett, I think, wrapping his arms around Stephen Crowell.
So yeah, Corbett. Oh, go ahead.
Up, nope, Corbett. Guilty of his third foul. Go ahead.
There's just nothing you can do when there's a pick and roll situation. And again, Corbett is a huge size both ways, weight,
yeah,
height, every way. He just there's just nothing he can do now. You can tell he's getting frustrated.
Front end of the 1-1 is good for Stephen Crowell, who now has 12 points. I mentioned Chucky Hepburn not returning tonight. You know, the best thing he has going for him is time. The Badgers don't play again until January 2nd here at the Kohl Center against Iowa. Second free throw is good. Nolan Winter coming in for Tyler Wall. 67-40 Wisconsin. 6:45 remaining. The floor is Cardet. Cardet right of the lane. Touch the paint, now retreats left of the circle. 15 to shoot. Cardet against the freshman Nolan Winter. Klesman trying to help him out. Cardet picks up the dribble. Throws it out front to Jernigan, right lane. And on the attack, and he spikes it with the right hand. What a burst as Jernigan just snapped it through. And it's 67-42, Wisconsin.
Whoa.
Hello.
Somebody was angry at that rim.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's Crowell out to Blackwell for three. Left corner against the zone. No good. Rebound to Chandre Cole. And here comes Cardet to the front court. Stops top of the circle. Now starts to drive. Kicks it to Corbett. Hoisting up a three right wing. Back rim no good. Rebound off of two Badgers into Jernigan's hands. Now Corbett driving. Throws it up. Rolls off. No, but a foul. And Jashaun Corbett will go to the free throw line for two shots as Stephen Crowell picks up his second foul.
Just no quit in them. I love that energy that they just keep bringing. I know they're down a couple guys right now on their bench, but just going hard. I love it.
Jashaun Corbett with 6 points in the game, one of two at the free throw line. First attempt for the left-hander is off the rim, no good. A.J. Neal back in for Gene Charles. Asijin will come in for John Blackwell.
Quality minutes by Blackwell.
6 points, 9 boards for Blackwell. Second free throw for Corbett on the way, and it's straight through. 67-43 Wisconsin, 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play. And Max Klesman sets the floor for Wisconsin. A bounce for Crowell at the right elbow. Out to Max for three. Up top. No good. Rebound. Crowell sends it out to A.J. Storr to the line, down the lane, to the rim, up right hand, and it rolls in. Oh, my goodness. A.J. Storr, have a night.
He's going to start shooting 23, 24-footers, I bet, here coming soon, because it's just all rolling in.
29 points for Storr here this evening. Here's Green, or Neal rather, pushed it up. Good, and one as Asijin picks up the foul. A.J. Neal with his first points of the game. And Connor Asijin picked up his second foul.
Well, he just got a little out of position on that to start, and then he got just behind. There's no way he's going to catch up on that kind of move.
Neal averaging about 3.5 points a game. Just got his first points of the night, and the free throw is in the air. Too long, no good. Klesman runs down the rebound for Wisconsin. 69-45 the Badgers, coming up on 5 minutes remaining. Crowell at the top of the circle. Inside feed caught by Winter at the right block. Winter trying to get loose and throws up a tough shot off the right side iron. Rebound back tapped by Crowell out the Storr. A.J. thought about it and then threw it away. Tried to loop it into Crowell, picked up by Cardet. Cardet down the lane and spikes it with the right hand. Wesley Cardet, and was looking down, a little something after the dunk.
A little frustration.
Cardet showing it, sending it in. He spiked the ball, actually. That's what he did back into the student section. They'll let that go.
A little delay of game warning.
Yeah, here you go. 4:40 remaining, 69-47 Wisconsin. With the ball is Crow out the max. Turns it to a Seijin high on the left. Feeds Crow top of the circle. Out to Connor. Fakes the logo three. Gives off to Klesmet right of the circle. Max on the dribble. 10 to shoot. Winter throwing to Blackwell. You got Winter and Crow out there together as Blackwell, boy, he threads a pass into Winter, who feeds Klesmet up and in. And Max limping a little bit going to the other end.
Just caught Jerrigan just staring at the defensive move by, or the offensive move by Winter, and was able to slice in there.
Cardet right of the circle. Cardet against Klesmet. Trying to reverse it, low on the left, up no, tip no, rebound Cole, low on the right, and he'll get the bucket. Keshondre Cole makes it 71-49, Wisconsin, 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. McGee and Gilmore will come in next opportunity for Wisconsin. But the ball is Crow, and Greg Gard is going to stop it right now. I think he wants to get Max off the floor here. Of course, the Seijin hits one. When you're hot, you're hot. You hit one after the timeout is called, and we'll take a break as well. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in Madison. Wisconsin 71, Chicago State 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Not a real hard call here tonight.
AJ Store. Woof. 29 points.
Yeah,
61% from the field. 60% from the three-point line. Ouch.
Kirk Benny in the game before the game, we had an interview with him. Consistency is efficiency. That's pretty efficient. Career high 29 points, 18 shots to do it. Hitting that three, you know, the highlight dunks and his drives are great. Last year at St. John's, he turned into a pretty good three-point shooter. That had not been a strength necessarily coming into this game this season. But you figure he's going to start knocking those down, and tonight he is. 3:38 remaining, 71-49 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee inbounding to Nolan Winter. Bounces it to Blackwell. Finds a siege in right corner. Here's Connor driving off the wing. Stops inside the right elbow. Gets it to Gilmore. 10 on the shot clock. Gilmore at the top. Feeds Connor. Right side with a shot fake. The siege off the wing. Spin move up. Right hand. Yes, sir. Connor is siege with the take. And it's 73-49, Wisconsin with 3:17 to play.
Those kind of baskets, those kind of moves make you start to get loose a little bit and return back to yourself.
Corbett gets to Cole, top of the circle. Cole with a flip to A.J. Neal, a siege in defending. Neal throwing to Jernigan with a shot fake, drives in the lane, low on the left, and he got fouled by a siege. And free throws coming up for Cameron Jernigan. John Blackwell, the freshman, over there right away, just offer encouragement to Connor, Asijan.
Yep. Just like, hey, man, both ends, right? It's got to be done on both ends. Connor's going to get hard on himself, especially with that streak that he had of not being able to get in games or he's not hitting shots. So that's a really heads-up move by John Blackwell.
2:57 to play, 73-49 Wisconsin. Cameron Jernigan at the foul line. The first free throw is good.
And I think that's really smart of guard right now. Let him play through that. You got the lead enough to let him play.
Second free throw coming up for Jernigan. Alex Rayford in the lineup right now for Chicago State. Both free throws are good. 2:55 to play, 73-51 Wisconsin. And up the floor is McGee, right lane line to the rim, and he'll lay it in. McGee in attack mode.
Really nice job. He used the defender, actually, to keep him on his back and able to get it in. Sneaky move.
75-51 Wisconsin, 2:35 to play. Chris Hodges ready to come in for Wisconsin. Corbett going to Rayford, high on the right, feeds Jernigan at the top of the circle. Jernigan spin move, kicks it out right side to Corbett. He'll try a three, tough three, right corner, missed it, and sent to the floor was Gilmore, and a foul is called. And
yeah, I think it was on Jernigan.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty
it
sure.
It will be on Cameron Jernigan. That'll be his third, and to the other end we go as the Badgers are in the double bonus. And Carter Gilmore, who got decked down there at the other end, he'll be at the foul line. 5 points, including 3 of 3 at the foul line for Gilmore, the junior out of Heartland. An impressive and one for Gilly in this second half.
Yeah, that was a lot of extra cheese on that, though.
Yes, he did.
It's amazing.
First free throw is good for Carter.
I think one of the things that's really great about this team is that when they set to say this is what we're doing, this is what we're committing to, and I'm talking to points in the paint,
yep.
60% of their points tonight in the paint.
Yep.
That is exactly what they need to do tonight.
Isaac Lindsay coming in for John Blackwell. Chris Hodges on the floor as well. Came in for Winter. Second free throw coming up for Carter Gilmore. Eyes the rim, sends it, and it's straight through. They get 77-51 Wisconsin, 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Wesley Cardet out high against McGee. Now Lindsay gets him on a switch. A throw to Corbett, top of the circle. Turns it to Rayford, he'll try three, right side, short, rebound. Into the hands of Kamari McGee, 2 minutes to play. 77-51 Wisconsin. McGee on the right side, high screen Hodges. Here's Kamari, right of the lane, runs it up, off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jernigan. Pushing to the front court for Chicago State. He's up for Rayford, now Jernigan gives off to Cardet. Cardet at the top of the circle, 10 points for Cardet, but he's needed 21 shots to get there. Left of the lane, inside feed, Corbett blocked from behind. Cardet has it, that got altered, off the mark. Corbett stays with it, low on the right, he'll finish.
Good timing by Hodges.
It was making some things happen. Sophomore out of Schaumburg, 77-53 Wisconsin, a minute 20 remaining. Hodges right corner. Throws it back out to Isaac Lindsay at the top. Lindsay turns it to McGee. Lindsay for a season, fakes the three, takes the three, right side, money.
Got that mojo back.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Connor. 80-53 Wisconsin with 55 seconds remaining. Luke Hurdle will be coming in. Isaac Gard as well. In the meantime, Cardet high on the right. 45 seconds to play. Cardet at the left elbow. Turns it out to Jernigan. Shot clock at 8. Cardet against McGee. Poked away by Kamari out of bounds. And that will allow Luke Hurdle and Isaac Gard to come in. Connor Esegian and Carter Gilmore will come out. Make a three. That's a good one to call it a night on if you're Connor Esegian, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
5 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to Neal. Neal driving against Lindsay. Runs it up. Left of the lane. No good. Offensive rebound and gathered, but out of bounds they went. It'll go the other way. Wisconsin basketball with 29.8 seconds to play. 80-53, the Badgers.
Even though it's not going well for Cardet out here tonight, he is hustling. He's always
really
around
is.
The rim,
yep.
Trying to get those loose balls.
Shot. Yep. Shot clock is off, and the Badgers can dribble out the clock as Chicago State not defending. Not going to be an upset tonight. Chicago State came in having won four straight, including its first ever against a ranked team against Northwestern. Not tonight, as the Badgers take care of business with a convincing 80-53 win here at the Kohl Center in Madison.
Yeah, an exceptional win for Wisconsin here tonight, doing everything they needed to do.
Final score, Wisconsin 80, Chicago State 53. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And your final, Wisconsin 80, Chicago State 53. We're back with the Wisconsin.